as a group. Okay, so the three goals of the year that we said that we voted for last time we met was to re-implement having students wipe down their desks at the end of each class at the secondary level. At elementary, having students wipe down the desk before changing classrooms. It says third through sixth, but really it's second through sixth, because they change in second. Pre-K through first will then wipe down their desk after lunch to prevent the spread of illness and help curb absenteeism. This was voted as a goal, wipes were delivered to all the classrooms, and an email was sent to the district to inform all the staff. So that is something that, and Andy went through and sent all the wipes to every classroom as well. So that was already all done and in place. The second one that we voted on was to place trash cans in every stall in the bathroom for cleanliness and hygienic purposes throughout all the district. This was voted as a goal, trash cans were being delivered to bathrooms, and an email was sent to the district as well. C, we did not vote on this one, but I just wanted to say what was brought up was renovation of the bathrooms next to the multi-purpose room at the elementary school to help boost pride in school and cleanliness. Was not voted on as a goal, but Dr. Camacho did mention that this is maybe something that Mr. Lopez and his staff would be able to complete over the summer if that was possible. Okay. The last thing was the purchase of filters for the air purifiers at the elementary school to curb illness and absenteeism. We voted this as a goal. I obtained a quote and I sent it to central office and sent an email to all the district as well that we are waiting for those to come in. So that was the goals for this school year. The second thing that I was gonna just kind of bring up to everybody was May 7th is the Fentanyl Awareness Day. Purpose is having a half day event at the event center. It was discussed to have it at the cafeteria since we have the speaker system and stuff, everything in place. Problem is, if it was gonna be a half day, there's no way that they'd get in and out of there to clean and by the time we had to get started. So we would have to move it to the event center.
Couldn't adjust lunches?
It's up to the principals if they wanna adjust lunches. That would be them. So at this point, we were just gonna do it at the event center. Having DA agent Armando Delamontes come in, Fatal Vision, they were even gonna be able to bring the rollover simulator as well. Still working on the CPR instruction and trying to get stop the bleed instruction as well for this to happen all in that one afternoon. May 7th is actually Fentanyl Awareness Day, so that's why we chose this day. Mr. Alvarado said we're not just waiting till that. He's actually going to have another guest speaker come and talk before then in regards to fentanyl, but this is the day that we're going to kind of incorporate everything in there. Seniors have to have CPR before they graduate, so this is a day of getting all them as well done, completed, and then other students as well, getting them done as for that. The next thing is the school survey. This is sent to us from TA that we must complete. So I have it up so that way we can answer together as a group. So I'll fill out those cards, but how many times did your school SHAC meet during the 24-25 academic year? I knew it was gonna be at least four, because we have to meet at least four. So it is gonna be four there. The next question is, during the 24-25 academic year, what was your district charter school's practice for meeting the elementary school physical activity requirements? So I know through kinder, through sixth grade is 40 minutes, correct, Ms. Beza? 45 minutes a day? 45 times 5? 45 for kinder through sixth grade. Okay. The next question is, during the 24-25, what was your district's practice for meeting the middle junior high physical activity requirement? What is that for y'all, Mr. Alvarado?
225 every 2 weeks.
225. What was that, I'm sorry?
The second one, 2 weeks a year.
Okay, 225. And then number four is, during the 24-25 academic year, did each campus in your district have the appropriate equipment and adequate facilities for students to engage in the amount and intensity of physical activity as part required outlined in the Texas Education Code 28.002 under the L column? Yes. Well, the thing about it is when you actually go into that education code, it actually says that pre-K has to have PE. Oh, okay. And our pre-K doesn't have PE. So I would normally say, yes, we can answer that truthfully, but we're not gonna answer it truthfully if we say yes, because our pre-K doesn't have PE. And it actually states that they have to have 30 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity. So recess doesn't count. I know we send them out to recess, but recess doesn't count. They have to be instructed. So that would be one that we're gonna put no to, unless y'all wanna tell me something different. Five, during the 24-25 academic year, did your district have a policy to allow teachers or admin in the district to withhold physical activity from a student as a form of punishment?
No.
Not PE.
But I know we keep them in at times so that way they catch up on work, but it's not a form
that's
of punishment.
That's not punishment, though.
That's not punishment.
Form of punishment, right? I know they make them walk laps sometimes after they were acting up.
That's reset.
Okay.
All right. You ask again.
Number six, during the 24-25 academic year, did your district allow modifications or accommodations to enable physical education courses to meet the needs of students with disabilities?
Yes,
our special needs participated, mm-hmm. Yes.
Seven, during the 24-25 academic year, did your district notify parents that they could request in writing their child's physical fitness assessment results at the end of the school year?
On the fitness gram, I think, and they send a letter.
Is it in our handbook? I don't know.
Not in our handbook.
Because I want to say we hit physical, I mean, it's on there, but I'm not sure. I wasn't positive. So. That's, principals, I guess I'll let y'all get back to me on that one.
Okay.
Eight, during the 24-25 academic year, did your district have in place policies and procedures that prescribe penalties of the use of electronic cigarettes, tobacco products by students and other campuses, of others on campus or school-sponsored related events?
Yes.
Yes. During the 24-25 academic year, number nine, did your district charter school have any of the following policies for unassigned medications? Weren't all that apply? We do not have an epi auto injector policy. We do not have medication for respiratory distress. We do not have opioid antagonists for elementary schools, but we do have the policy for 6 through 12. So that one we do.
Is it the Narcan?
That's Narcan, yes. Naloxone. So that's the opioid. 10, during the 24-25 academic year, did your district provide training for staff in dealing with students at risk of suicide, recognizing early warning signs, and how to intervene effectively with students? Yes or no?
Yes.
11, during the 24-25 academic year, which coordinated school health program did your district implement in elementary school? I know this one is one that we always in the past years don't have an answer to.
It's the FTSs.
What is it? During the 24 academic year, which coordinated school health program did your district implement in elementary school?
Oh, health program.
It's a health program, so it's during your PE. There should be a specific curriculum that we're following. And it's either one of those, Benny Star Catch, Great Body Shop, or Spark, or you can do another one, but that other one has to be one that's written out and has been approved by your school board. So, we'll put none.
Now, is that during the day? Does that not include the after-school program, Get Fit?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is the academic year. And so we're supposed to have that a curriculum that they follow. 12, Again, 24-25, with which coordinated school health program did your district implement in middle or junior high?
We did implement, but I don't, I'm asking
it's
Hank what it is, but I don't know what it is.
It was the health, it was called Health 2.0 in Edmonton.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then 13, during the 24-25 academic year, did your district require health education as a graduation requirement for high school students? No, we didn't
no.
require that. 14, during the 24-25 academic year, did your district adopt policies to meet the U.S. Department of Agriculture food requirements per TEC, Texas Education Code 28.004K3B? So I was like, well, I don't even know what that one is. So let me go look it up. And that's adopted and enforced policies to ensure that campus comply with vending machines and food services that we don't allow our students, but we don't even have any, right? We don't have any vending machines
it's
on
no,
campus?
No competitive foods, no.
Yeah, so I was like, that one
talk
was
to
like,
Kelly.
Not yet.
I was like, I didn't think we had any. I knew we didn't have any at elementary, but I wasn't sure about high school and junior high, so I just wanted to double check that one. 15, during the 24-25 academic year, did your local wellness policy address any of the following? Increased opportunities for students to be physically active, increased opportunities for students to select and consume healthier foods and or snacks, improve access to fresh fruits and vegetables, such as implementing a farm-to-school program, which that's what you have, Kelly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was gonna check that one, or a fruit and vegetable snack program. So I was just gonna check that one about the improved access since you have to school. And that's it. That's the survey done. Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Did it just check one of them on that last one?
Mark, I mean, couldn't we do the second and third one? Or no?
It's up to y'all. Y'all tell me. Because what are we doing?
Because there's the cucumbers, the carrots,
yeah,
the lettuce.
We've added broccoli. We've added the cherry tomatoes to the produce line.
So increase opportunities to select and consume healthier foods.
Green apples or red apples today.
All right, so I'll check those two.
The oranges today were really good.
There was sweet. Weren't any oranges when I quit.
So anything else? If not, then that the SHAC meeting is complete.
Ms. Blore, can you select two numbers between 1 and 18.
15.
8. Okay, Ms. Chisholm and Bessa.
I never win.
What am I getting with?
Thank you all so much for coming.
Yes, this meeting's adjourned.